This is Sci-Fi for Me.
Hi, everybody. It's AJ.
And Bree.
We're here at DragonCon. It is, well, no longer Thursday. It's technically Friday.
Yeah, and we are completely wiped out from our road trip.
God.
But we could not resist getting out there tonight and checking out the people arriving, all the costumes that are starting. There's not a ton of costuming going on, but there's enough.
You ran yours as a
test
run tonight.
It was a test run, yeah.
Saw a lot more people that definitely knew who you were than you expected.
That's always a good thing to know. No matter how obscure you think you are, people are going to know who you are.
Let's see. Things we saw tonight. Maybe Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, we did see. I'm pretty sure that
pretty
was Lou
positive.
Ferrigno.
Damn good look-alike if it wasn't.
Yes.
Perfect age and everything.
We saw some great costumes. I was particularly fond of the kid who was playing Anthony Michael Hall from 16 Candles with
that was beautiful.
With the underwear.
And
that
everything.
Was hilarious. Braces. Everything was perfect about that costume.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's been told he looks like Anthony Michael Hall in the 80s a lot.
Hey, if you look like an actor, you need to take advantage of that. I think we've mentioned that before.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. The epic Repo Man from Repo the Genetic Opera.
Oh, my gosh. I wish we could have tracked him down. We're going to try to find him tomorrow because there's no way he was only wearing that on Thursday night.
It was amazing. We are terrible people if we can't find him.
Yeah, we were on a balcony or we would have caught him up. But
we tried yelling for him. That didn't work. We even did it in the correct tone and I don't know.
Oh, I wanted to point this out because it is fantastic convention behavior that I witnessed AJ using, and I like to point these kinds of things out. We saw a man in some fantastic leather armor, and AJ was very,
armor.
Very, very careful and polite to ask before she just reached out and touched it.
Oh, yes, because I kind of wanted to just, but, you know, it's...
Always ask.
Cosplay is not consent. Everyone hears that 1,001 times, and what that just means is being respectful of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's times where I'm like, oh, hey, I love your costume, you know, just
yes.
Light touch on the shoulders. Never like,
oh, hi.
Exactly. That's
no.
Bad.
Yeah. Even, especially if it makes people drop their cameras.
Exactly.
But yeah. I don't know. We saw some good convention behavior and some bad convention behavior tonight, I thought. Some people in costumes that were...
little, look at me, it's after hours and I can be wearing whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. More importantly, I had some great compliments and some inappropriate compliments, and I don't know, but it's a convention.
Yeah.
You're going to get some of the good and some of the bad, and I think mostly we had good tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good, for a registration night, Dragon Con gets pretty intense.
This is my first Dragon Con, and so far it's been crazy, and I know it's going to get crazier, and I know it'll be nice once I get some sleep under my belt. It's
oh my gosh,
I think now I'm in the 42nd hour and I had about an hour or so on the road.
I managed to sleep in the car, but I don't know how much that counts as actual rest.
You got a lot of sleep in the car.
I like sleeping in the car.
I wish I could sleep in the car.
But no.
It doesn't feel like 42 hours awake, but at the same time it feels like 42
the convention
hours
is
awake.
Just such an addictive environment that it is hard to feel like you are tired. But
it's
like
a drug. It's a vibrant thing that just pumps this vitality into you, and it's about being part of something bigger, and it's wonderful. And I have to throw something out to DragonCon. Mm-hmm. I've been really impressed with the organization here. We have a friend who was injured recently, and she is still coming, and I took her over to Disability Services, and kudos to the volunteers over there. They were super nice, super awesome, got things taken care of for people who, you know, it's a little harder for some people to stand in those lines, and they want to make sure everyone's taken care of and everyone has a good experience. And they have such a great support system of volunteers.
I loved the backup staff.
The backup
thing.
Staff is awesome.
You can find anyone. There's badges for everyone. And they all have, if you are a part of the staff or a volunteer of some kind, you
have
a ribbon.
You have some sort of ribbon or something.
You know, one ribbon means that you have parade access. One ribbon means you gave blood. One ribbon means, you know, they mean various things. But if you find somebody with a purple ribbon, those people are backup. If you have left the convention area, or if you are even in the convention area and you are feeling unsafe, you can ask them to help you get back to your room, to help ward off. It's a very nice system to have.
Oh, yeah, especially in this day and age where people are always worried about, you know, the environment of, well, there's a this is a huge crowd and I don't know how people are going to react. It's mm-hmm. it's definitely a nice, safe.
Yes.
I feel more safe here in a okay, and mind you,
in a city that doesn't have the
best reputation. It doesn't have the worst reputation by far.
And Atlanta's a gorgeous city. Please do not take that as an insult.
We were in a city that will remain unnamed that has a much higher crime rate than here. And the convention was mostly in one building, and it didn't even feel like as safe of an atmosphere as here.
And this convention's in 5 different host hotels. There's a lot of walking in between them, both through the skywalks and outside, and I never have felt unsafe here.
Oh, and I mean, and it's not like it's, they keep the streets like, oh, there's a cop in every single doorstep or anything like that. I mean, it's a very obvious downtown location. There is a cheerful homeless community. As far as I can tell, they're very, very nice people.
But there is a non-disruptive but very present staff.
Exactly.
And it's very nice. And you have to have a badge to be in the host hotels during the convention. It's not quite as enforced on Thursday night because it's registration. Not everybody has their badges yet. But starting tomorrow, if you do not have your badge, they will turn you around and make you go back to your room.
These hotels are they're booked solid right now. Yeah. This hotel has like 10, 12 floors and it's booked. One of the bigger hotels over here has like 47 floors or something
like,
and you can tell it's at least 10, 20 floors a level. It's booked solid.
They always book solid. I think it's the day they go on sale for Labor Day weekend.
From what I understand, this within seconds of them going on sale.
And so the hotel staff, you can tell that they are just mostly amused by everything. All of the little bars and everything have geek-themed drinks. The coffee shop, you haven't seen that yet, but the coffee shops all have geek-themed drinks, too.
I personally want to go to that bar that was around the corner from the one playing NSYNC and try a Winter Is Coming. I don't know what it is.
A Winter Is Coming drink. We don't know what it is,
no
but
idea,
it sounds
but
great.
It sounds promising. I mean, but
we've met some really friendly people, exchanged some cards, made some connections, fun times.
Oh, yeah. We're just
a lot of friendly people everywhere. It's a great, great atmosphere.
And tomorrow's going to start getting completely insane. I know we have to try to stop and get some copies of stuff ready. And
oh, yeah.
We had some costume. Okay, I had some costume mishaps. Let's just say my season 1 Edith Kingpin is going to need a lot more work. I just messed up the pattern a little bit too much, and I look forward to being able to do her season 1 outfit better justice next year.
Well, that's the nice thing about going to conventions is knowing, you know, okay, so this didn't work out quite well this year, but next year.
I should have packed more clothes.
Yeah, always a good idea to pack some extra, like, casual wear, just for when you're like, oh my god, I feel disgusting, I just want to wear jeans and t-shirts for a little bit.
Doesn't help I can find my jeans, but
yeah. Also,
one pair of jeans to make it through the weekend, but thankfully I have a bunch of pairs of leggings.
Also packing before the last second. Both of us are guilty. Both of us are guilty.
Yeah, I know. I pack ahead of time, I promise. Anyways, we're wasting too much time, I'm sure, but you all have...
We're full of con energy, but that does not mean we have high elocution at this level of sleeplessness.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Bree.
And AJ, of course.
And
your favorite person in the world.
Check us out, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, you know the whole deal. Sci-fi4me.com.
We'll be bringing you a lot more conference coverage, and hopefully not quite as much of this I'm going to pass out on the couch in the hotel-esque
yeah.
rambling. So
No. Tomorrow we're going to start seeing some celebrities. I'm incredibly excited that I am
in
the
same
city. What do you
mean, start seeing some celebrities?
Well, yes, we've seen. I know.
And I think I saw James Marsters in hiding in costume.
I would not be surprised at all, but really, I'm just psyched that I am in the same city as John Barrowman. Oh, my
and
gosh.
And Gareth David Lloyd.
And Gareth David Lloyd and Vern Gorman. And, oh, my gosh, my Torchwood fangirl moment is, like, insane right now. But, yeah, I'm excited for us to get past this registration day and get into the real deal. You have no idea.
I know,
I've told you, but you still have no idea.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com.